This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program now in countdown mode, as on a weekly basis we do the ancillary piece, the accompaniment, if you will, of the official talk radio countdown show, which you hear on all of these same stations. So we have the list of the charts, as they are referred to by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com every week. And I try to go through the story list. Jay Kirshner is here with me. Jennifer has a family situation, so she's not able to join us. I always like to have Jennifer Horn's input on things like this because she's on top of it with her morning show at KRLA in Los Angeles. But we'll manage to make it through, Jay. The number one story. I'm going to do it differently than I usually start at 10, get to number one, but I'm starting. Let's switch it up. Number one on the list this week, the story list, is the situation that we find ourselves in with the continuing hammering, the partisan politics, some of the things that have happened this week. There are a ton of those, so we'll get to that stuff hopefully in detail. The economy is number two. January 6th is number three. The war is four. COVID is five. Elon Musk, well, the whole business of what's going on in the big tech companies, number six. Crime, violence, guns, seven. Immigration is eight. The abortion right discussion, Roe v. Wade, continues to sort of hang over us like a cloud of marijuana that we were talking about on the Good Day program earlier. And the James Webb Space Telescope, number 10. Fascinating. That's, for me, that's the most interesting story of the week. Not only is it new, but it's fabulous.
It is fantastic. So visually stimulating. These photos are amazing. And just to think that by the time this light hits us, how many of...
Millions of
how much of that doesn't even exist anymore?
Yep, it hasn't for millions of years. All right, let's go through the people list. Joe Biden's number one on the list. Trump's two. Ron DeSantis is three. Gavin Newsom is four. Kamala Harris is five. Liz Cheney is six. Pat Cipollone. Now, there's a name that I don't recognize. That's something we haven't talked about this week. Who's Pat Cipollone? Anybody going to jump onto that one? We'll find out. Joe Biden is eight. Putin is nine. And Brittany Griner is 10. So I would put, if it were me, I'm not doing the research here. I'm gearing this on what we've talked about. And we're only one of, let's see, how many, probably 45 shows that are surveyed. National shows, a dozen of those, and then the rest of them are local shows in various size markets. So I would put Liz Cheney, frankly, in the number three position. Gavin Newsom is such a gas bag. there are people. He is. He's a certifiable egomaniac. And it's always just about him, blah, blah, blah.
It's always something.
Newsom
and then number three, Ron DeSantis. Both of them are always in the news for something, and it's always significant. Let's be honest. It definitely grabs the attention of everything going on.
My son and I have been talking about, and I'll have more of a conversation with him because I'm actually going to see him this weekend, about leaving the country. And people say, he's a communist, that kid now. No, he is concerned about his son and other children that would be in the family and doesn't like the way California is going, doesn't like the way the country is going. And you know what? There's a survey around this week that suggests that less than 20% of Americans are satisfied with the way the country is going. So what kind of what direction is that going to take you? Is that going to take you into being more serious about who you vote for, being more involved in what's going on in your community? I live in a town of 73,000 people, and there is the mayor is trying to fix problems. The community is so badly run, it almost got into state receivership. It's just a mess. And the egomaniacs that were running things before, they didn't want to take any credit. They didn't want to get involved. They didn't know what they were doing. So anyway, there's a big push to have volunteers involved in various boards and commissions. Get people, you know, we need more diversity. Because Framingham's a pretty diverse community. So let's get people from the south side and to serve, because mostly the people that are on boards and commissions are from the north side, the side of town that I live on. The Southsiders, a lot of them are immigrants, a lot of them don't understand the language, a lot of them they don't trust the system, so they don't want to be involved, so they haven't been. But now the mayor is reaching out, but it's very hard to get people. There are two things that are a problem, Jay. One of them is getting people to volunteer for boards and commissions to serve, to help the city. The other one is to find people in jobs, that is, people to work in these various departments, the planning department, right? Finance department, the Department of Public Works. There's nobody, either they don't want to work or there aren't qualified people to fill the slots. It's an amazing reality. You see it in government, but you see it also, you hear it from employers across the board. Finding good people to work, we have really hit a buzzsaw here. And you wonder, okay, why is that? And the same thing goes for politics. We've got a bunch of flunky donkeys, whether it's local politics, for the most part, there are not good people that are running for office locally. Statewide offices, like people, you know, we look at the governorships around the country and the people that inhabit those offices. Newsom, he's the best they got in California? I don't think so. But the good people, I go back, I always use Bloomberg as an example of this, because I felt he would be the most qualified by far to actually run the country efficiently. But because he didn't do well in front of a camera, or he didn't do well in a debate, he's disqualified. What kind of thinking, what kind of logic is that? Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, that's my off. I'm off on a toot about Newsom, and you said what I believe is correct in terms of DeSantis. So let's move on. We'll have more discussion. I want to spend some time on the economy, which is number two this week. We'll get to that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem. Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
15 past the hour, the Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio based on the surveys that are done by Talkers Magazine every week. There's a story list and a people list, so we are going through some of those stories, give you some comments. With regard to number two in the economy, I thought this, the closing of these stores by Starbucks was an interesting reality check, Jay. They're closing 16 of their stores this month because they're concerned about the locations. They are not safe, and they don't seem to be able to get people that are in public service, people that are in the police, to take note of the unsafe circumstances where these stores are usually put in pretty upscale neighborhoods. So what does this tell you?
Go ahead. It goes to show, too, that Starbucks is actually starting to take, because they get a lot of heat with employees wanting to unionize and the higher-ups saying, trying to stop them and closing locations that are getting close to unionizing. And this is them also saying that these are statements coming from employees of saying, I do not feel safe. I don't feel safe working in this location, whether it's customers coming in that are causing a scene or people who are not customers finding their way in, drug abuse. They have been told at these locations before they had closed that they are welcome to close down the bathrooms if they feel like things are going on. They're even welcome to close the store early if they themselves do not feel safe being there. And it just started to happen way too often to the point where they were like, we can't have these locations anymore. We just need to shut them down.
So is this the business of drug abuse and its impact on society spiraling out of control to the point where the Los Angeles locations, Seattle, Philadelphia, Portland, Washington, all of these stores were in good locations at one time? But now, because of things that are changing, the reality of the neighborhoods, and does this serve as a commentary on lack of law enforcement's ability to control the problem? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And it seems to me this is an indictment of the system if these locations can't anymore support safety. It says to me that the problem of crime and violence is extending itself into areas where heretofore it wasn't a problem. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all. It's definitely, there are so many different things. And think about gentrification, where we think that all of this is starting to happen in quote-unquote well-to-do neighborhoods where this didn't used to happen. Well, where are people going to go if Betty keeps getting pushed out of their own neighborhoods and neighborhoods are getting flipped and what was once considered a bad area is now rental housing developments because all these companies came in and flipped everything?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And I suppose that's a legitimate concern. But I also think there's something else going on that's not, that we don't have all the pieces. I just don't think that law enforcement in some circumstances can do, whether their hands are tied because of societal demands, too much politically correct thinking, or the police, the caliber of the people being hired to be police officers. I don't know, whatever it is, but I know that it seems to me, and I can see it in my community, we've gone through a process. There are a couple of areas downtown that were so over-infested with drug sellers and buyers and stuff, and they just came in and they just cleaned them out, cleaned out the nests, and now there's a meat market in one place where you couldn't go down there at night. It was horrible. You wouldn't want to drive by there at night. And this is a pretty upscale community. So this is that's the point that I'm trying to make here. If there's coming like Starbucks is closing, they don't go into a location that is questionable at all. So if the locations are becoming questionable, that's because something is happening. And maybe a sort of confluence of a lot of different things, Jay, as you're pointing out, things that are changing and obviously not for the better. So some food for thought. I guess that connects number two with number seven. Number seven is crime and that sort of thing. So, and the economy is affected by crime. No question about that. All right, 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
So here we have the 2023 Farm Bill that is being worked through. How do other small farmers fare in this era of so much government influence in farming?
I'd like to see us stabilize the prices on things a little bit better. Kind of hate the alphabet soup type payments we've got now. I'd rather get my money from the market rather than the mailbox.
Amen. Amen.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Normally Jennifer Horn joins us for this hour, but she's out. Her actually, wasn't it her grandfather, I think, is teetering on the edge, and so she and her mom went to take care of that, hold a good thought for her. As we go through the charts, we always have a lot of comments from social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. So the stories that have been followed by listeners this week, here's one that's beginning to stir the pot, Jay. The business of this public service announcement in New York focused on nuclear doom. There's an instruction public service announcement. The Emergency Management Department released a 90-second public service announcement featuring empty city streets, sirens going off, and there is the background accompanying commentary. So there's been a nuclear attack. Huh?
Yeah. And it even goes on.
So what do we do?
How or why, but there's been one. Okay, now what? What do we do? And it's supposed to go through a step. It goes through a step-by-step guide of what to do.
In 90 seconds? How ridiculous.
Yeah. And people will talk about fear-mongering of various things. This is that, too.
Guess what? If there's a nuclear attack on New York, everybody's dead. And so to kind of screw with people's heads and think that there's a way, this reminds me of what we did when I was a kid when there were Connell Rad. They used to call them a Connell Rad alert. People listening right now, they go back that far. Remember when you would go and go to the boiler room in your elementary school, or you'd be told to go stand underneath a stairwell. Well, the stupidity then, And the more stupid, because we understand it now, if there's a nuclear attack, you're all dead. You're not going to go, you know, go hide somewhere.
Wouldn't it be more realistic if the nuclear attack was somewhere else, but then the radiation could potentially hit, and then this is what you do?
Well, radiation.
Like the circumference of where it is, not the direct impact, but the all that extra space. It should almost be like, okay, it didn't hit New York, it hit elsewhere, but you worry about the radiation. Now here's what you do.
All right, so I saw a comment or two about that. Let's go into the comments section from our social media and find out what some of you listeners are saying. You can start with a comment about the PSA.
Yeah, the most followed stories this week, Sharon Grace asks, why would New York City broadcast a PSA for a nuclear attack that's unlikely to happen and even called it fear-mongering?
Mm-hmm. It is fear-mongering.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't help. In 90 seconds, it's asinine to think that anybody's going to, A, listen to, oh, yeah, I get it. It's kind of like when you get on a plane, the flight attendant stands in front of the cabin and takes you through what do you do when you put the flotation device on or what happens. And nobody's paying attention to that. And if the plane starts going down, the last thing you're going to think about is, all I want to do is get out. Anyway, so... Maybe some people pay attention to it, but I think it's more fear-mongering than anything else. So that's that comment. We're going to have some more comments from some of the stories followed by us this week. It's 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. Despite all that money, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is maintaining his lead over Stacey Abrams. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
After calling the regime in Saudi Arabia a pariah while running for president, Biden is meeting with the Saudi crown prince today.
Well, I think the president was very clear that human rights are always on the agenda when he meets with foreign leaders. I think that he was very clear today that that the human rights are central to his foreign policy. They're certainly central to who he is as a leader, and he will not shy away.
That's John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council. President Biden justifies his meeting after evidence points to the regime killing an American journalist.
I always bring up human rights, but my position on Khashoggi has been so clear. If anyone doesn't understand it in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, then they haven't been around for a while.
More shark attacks off the East Coast.
Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the fourth and fifth shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
So this is Cow Appreciation Day because Chick-fil-A started those ads with a cow on the billboard and the cow saying, "Eat more chicken."
Oh yeah, where
it's actually
like
very clever.
The billboards.
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, something we do every week with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, included in the conversation are many of the stories that we've discussed during the week on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. The economy. Let's finish the comments from social media because as I look through some of these things here, we just made reference to the PSA in New York. But there are other things that people want to be heard on. So what do you have there, Jay?
Yeah, the January 6th hearings is definitely something a lot of people are watching. Donna Alou called it one-sided dog and pony show.
Yeah,
and
well,
then,
if you're not open to the information that's on the other side, that's always whether you're on the left or the right. If you're closed to any input from somebody else other than you or people who think like you, then yeah, That's kind of what you're going to think. It's a one-sided show. It's it's pretty obvious.
Like a lot of things are that way anymore.
And yeah, they are.
If you are a staunch Republican or a staunch Democrat, you will typically. I don't like putting everybody in boxes, but I do think that that mentality kind of goes to anything that's on the opposite side. Where if you are a part of any of the other parties, or maybe you're nonpartisan, it's a little bit easier to try to get more information, I guess, and look at it without a specific point of view, if that makes sense.
Well, it does. I'm nonpartisan in that I don't like, the whole philosophy now behind parties and their control mechanisms is anathema to me, and it's ruining the country. The debate, for example, on abortion rights, that kind of stuff does nothing but split. There's no agreement. It's this way because I think this is right, and I discount you because you don't agree with me. Now, that's very unhealthy. It's a sickness that has come over us in this country. And if you can't, you know, the business about what Ms. Alou says about the January 6th hearing, which is number 3 on the countdown this week, one of the things that I thought was interesting, as long as we're there for a minute, we're back to the socials, but a couple of things about what's happened regarding the January 6th hearing. There was a kind of an interesting, and this is off the wall, but from the No Publicity is Bad Publicity department, the Dr. Pepper folks seemed to benefit from the one of the attorneys who played a key role in Trump's attempt to overturn the election was testifying before the committee, and somehow or other her choice of drink got the attention of the news media, a lot of pictures of her drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper.
The unintentional product placement.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, she took a long sip from their blend of 23 flavors. So just it was kind of a little levity. Do you like Dr. Pepper? Do you drink any soda?
It's very sweet. I don't like to drink it all the time, but it's good. I just don't give me anything diet. I don't like the diet pops. I don't like the aspartame stuff.
That's just bad for you. The sugar is bad enough, but that's
so
hard.
Bad. Yeah, exactly. And it's gross. It's just still.
It was Bradley Whitford, the actor, said it was the worst Dr. Pepper commercial ever. it was odd, and yet it was fun, and we do need to have some levity, I think, around this stuff. Meanwhile, also with number 3 this week, the Secret Service getting ridiculed. There's a lot of skepticism about them for blaming a device replacement program for text messages that was deleted before the insurrection that began on January 6th. So this, if I read this correctly, there were people who were warning the Secret Service and they deleted those messages because they don't want to look bad because they had warnings and they didn't do anything about it. Isn't that kind of what we're talking about here?
That's one thing people can take from it for sure. Especially, it's a little suspect of it was January 5th and 6th when they started deleting these messages as, like you said, part of this quote-unquote device replacement program.
Mm-hmm.
It's the timing of it is pretty
suspect. Yes, fishy. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's enough on the January 6th thing. Let's get a couple of more comments from the listeners this week on the news that has been followed, so help yourself.
Yeah, the 10-year-old girl who had to cross state lines for an abortion after being raped, that's definitely been one that people have been talking about. Soli Peter says, the poor 10-year-old girl who was raped and needed an abortion, and how no one seems to be talking about the rapist being in the country illegally. This week we learned who the rapist was, charged with rape acknowledged to at least 2 times, and I had to do a deep dive to find a little bit of history on this person. You can't really tell how he was connected to her, if it was a family friend or not, but he's originally from Guatemala, and some news sources are saying that he was in the country illegally.
Well, this just goes to show how oftentimes these stories bleed into from one to another. Number eight is the immigration conversation. Number nine is abortion rights. So here these two come together, and there are so many people. I don't remember seeing anything that has, if I were doing telephone calls, I'm guessing that it would, as the hosts say sometimes, light up the phones. I don't take phone calls on the shows I do anymore because I think that it doesn't add to the conversation. You don't hear anything new. Usually it's just the same stuff. Yeah, go get those guys now. There's much more to this. This is a sickness here that we've got this. And then I'm looking at, as we continue to talk about the number nine issue, the state of Texas this week sues the Biden administration to block the federal rules that basically compel doctors to perform abortions in emergency situations where a pregnant woman is at risk. How do you fight against that? Who in their right mind, honestly, really, the mother's going to die, so they're going to end up both dying if you don't perform an abortion? Well, are there women who are standing up and saying this is a good idea, or is it just a bunch of old gray-haired men gaggling away? I look at this picture of the guy who's Governor Abbott of Texas, and how do you, are we on, like, different planets? Really, honestly, how do you argue in favor of killing both the mother and the child? Mm-hmm. How do you say that's okay? We're going to go to court to stop things that will save lives. Man, this is sick. This conversation is sick, sick.
Well, and it goes along with the rhetoric of some people believing that the only reason people get abortions are because they weren't practicing safe sex and they're
well, there's plenty of that, and they're right about that.
But that's not the only reason.
No.
I think that that's the only argument that you tend to hear a lot.
The one size fits all doesn't fit. This is a very complicated issue. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Let's see, number, who is looking at some of these news story comments? Teresa, is it Rachie? Interesting thought.
Rachie points out that Teresa wishes more people would pay attention to the meth crisis that's happening, and it says that it's really bad in Tucson.
It's bad. It's bad everywhere.
It's bad everywhere. Teresa's not wrong. There is definitely a meth crisis happening.
Is the U.S. heading in the wrong direction? Question that we posted on our social media. What do you get for responses there?
Karen Morgan says, very much in the wrong direction. Socialist Marxists aren't even trying to hide their fundamental changing of the U.S.
All right,
everybody says, yes, it's the wrong direction. It's just a varying... Yeah.
Which direction is wrong? Is it left? You go your way, I'll go my way, and I'll get to Scotland before you. The fundamental changing of societal mores, there have been, if you will, socialists, communists, whatever, however, you know, socialism bled into communism in the 50s, and it's still sort of there, depending on your age and your understanding of what Marxism is, and what socialism is, and what communism is, what Leninism is. I mean, you can, there's isms coming out of feudalism. It's like, hello, there are isms everywhere. And so, in this circumstance, the idea that that the socially liberal want to pay for college for everybody, for example, or they want health care for everybody, or whatever, you know, there's something that tweaks us on that side of the ledger. I'm not for, frankly, on my own side, paying for college tuition for anybody. I think that's not the way to go. I'm a taxpayer, and you're a taxpayer. We're all taxpayers, and I don't think it's my job to pay for somebody else's education. They can figure out if they want to go to school, great, you should get an education, but not on my back. There are things where I draw a line in the sand in terms of social policy. We need to help and be aware of helping people who can't help themselves, whether it's physically, mentally, whatever the ruler is. That's what we need to be doing and paying more attention to, like men and women who've been in the service and they don't get service from the vets. Why are we going to pay for somebody's college and we're going to watch a vet commit suicide because they can't do it? What the hell's the matter with the thinking here? That's my question. All right, that's headed. Our thinking is heading us in the wrong direction when that becomes a priority. All right, what else do you have for comments here?
Larry Bergloff says, wrong direction indeed. We've watched in real time as Joe Biden has totally messed up the country even more than those who came before. Starting on day one with his first anti-Trump executive orders, Joe Biden is simply not smart enough to run the country.
Joe Biden did what every other president does when they first day in office. They reverse whatever the last guy did the last day he or she was in office. So, and nothing new there.
And that goes along with the fight against the right and the left.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's way too marked.
United States of America. Where's the United part?
Yeah. All right. Where's, got one more here? Yeah, the Supreme Court comment is good.
Says, yes, SCOTUS has been weaponized as a functioning militia of the extreme right wing, the evisceration of women's health autonomy surrounding a condition that would not happen if men had not set it in motion, the absolute desecration of the nation's most paramount founding principle, separation of church and state, and God knows what else is about to be taken away in terms of constitutional rights should be a cause for extreme alarm.
A lot of alarm. The battle cry here is very disturbing. No question about that. 47 after the hour.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
All right, so there is, in the economy, the number of people who have become very rich and the number of people that are becoming very poor. That's sort of a cultural thing, too, don't you? There's been a lot of focus on Bill Gates and his money this week and Bezos.
And Bill Gates intends to drop off the wealthiest people's list.
Yeah. Because he's giving away, he'll only be worth $90 billion after he gives away what he's giving away. All right, Jay, thanks. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See StaplesConnect.com/services/travel for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Let's get in your car and drive. Today we're going to drive to Asheville, North Carolina with our pal Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here with thoughts about driving, thoughts about cars, thoughts about what is good, bad in terms of driving. We have a list of the most dangerous places to drive in America. We'll get to that after we sort of get the highlights of all these people that are driving minis. You've got 1,000 minis, so they are driving through the streets of Asheville. What are you doing?
It's Mini Takes the States. It happens. It's supposed to happen every 2 years. It's the biggest rally in America. Started in Burlington, Vermont, and everybody's driving to Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. We got 1 day left of driving. Today we drive from Asheville, North Carolina, to Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. And right now I'm standing in Taylor's Ranch, which is just outside Asheville, and there is about 1,000 people here, and so far 650 minis, and everybody's having breakfast, they're having parties, they're playing games, there's a bunch of dogs, people are dressed up as all their favorite characters, and probably the craziest people in America are standing right here.
So if we go to our autoexpert.com, we'll see pictures of these rallies, right, and what's going on when you do all of this stuff. So are there actually people, is it a parade of minis when you go down the highway? Are you taking the major roads or are you taking the side roads to get down to Spartanburg?
Yeah, they're taking the best back routes, but they all start, everyone starts out together in the morning, and you know how things go. People take wrong turns and here and there, and they sort of get lost off the route. But the actual parade, as everybody leaves every single morning, is 650 minutes long. There's shouting, there's screaming, there's dancing, there's waving, flag bearers, there's a police escort. It's quite a sight to see. And there's some of the strangest decorated minis. In fact, there was a gentleman here yesterday who took a Ford F-150 with a small block V8 and stuck a mini on top of it. So it has a mini cab with this massive, big, jacked-up F-150 underneath it. And
gross.
It was actually hilarious. kind of funny. You know, people are doing crazy things with their vehicles. But it's one of the biggest party road trips I've ever been on. And I will tell you, I call it Mini Takes Your Life because I haven't had any sleep in, like, 7 days.
Really?
It's quite fun. Yeah.
How do you drive? You don't own a Mini, do you? Somebody gave you one to drive from the Mini?
Yes. Mini have sort of swapped me out in the Mini every day, so I get to drive all the different Minis that they have. I will tell you, it's been a lot of fun, although I have co-pilots along the way, because obviously we have to have our rest, and
right.
I slept some of the drive, but it's like 7 hours every day. Take a nap in the car is a lot of fun. I've had co-pilots. It's been fun. I've seen some of the best ice cream and tasted it. Not quite as good as your place.
No, of course not.
I've eaten some interesting food, let's say. Some of it, I think, is dead. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of interesting experiences along the way and a lot of people that I would never have met dressed as strange characters.
Yeah, good. All right, Ford has recalled 100,000 vehicles over fire risks in the engine. What engine? Do you know what engine it is that's in question? Is that the same one, or is it something that's ancillary to all engines?
Yeah, no, this is a new one for them. They've had some new issues that have cropped up. You know, Ford have had a bit of bad luck recently. They have had some problems with windshields popping out of vehicles, and
great.
Now this new recall that they've had with the engine fires. And the easiest way, and I keep telling this to everybody, you need to know if your engine's included, is NHTSA.gov. That's NHTSA.gov. Go put your VIN number in there, and it will always tell you what recalls cover your vehicle and what the recall actually is and what you need to do to actually get it repaired immediately. And if your vehicle is on the no-drive list, please do not drive it. But they're trying to get this fixed as soon as possible. And recalls, Ford hit pretty hard now. I think the last one was the Mach-E with the sunroof popping out, but it was only affecting our Canadian friends.
Ford Escapes, Lincoln Corsairs, that sort of thing. I noticed that on your website you have posted a list of the best driving cities and the worst driving cities. Top of the list for best driving city is Louisville, Kentucky. Top of the list for the worst driving city is Bakersfield, California.
It's interesting which states they fall in. I was also seeing that when you see north and south, reflected. I always have bad experiences driving in California, but it seems that California got on the list.
The worst.
Best this time. LA is my worst driving city, and it seems to be the most disrespectful for me, anyway, my experiences. But it seems to got the best in the state, so I don't understand that. How that
59
works.
Past the hour. Thanks, pal.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.